Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Your balls are showing.
I didn't ask for the anal probe.
Ways they're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. The first mate and his skipper, too, will do their very best to make the other...
How dare you break wind before me?
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't know it was your turn.
So I say, I got a short shot way to work things out.
For instance, at this moment, Vivian herself is approaching a chrome and plastic bar where Donald is mixing a drink.
Donald, haven't you had enough? You're quite tight, you know.
Am I, really?
I asked you, Donald, haven't you had enough?
I don't believe I have.
You're listening to Under Fire Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Under Fire Radio, episode 8. I'm Berserk.
And I'm Shada.
All right, so it's been a little while since we did an episode. A bunch of shit's been going on, as you heard in the last couple episodes. So I think we finally got everything straightened out, though, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I got rid of my last job, so I actually... I made sure to make time with the job for the show.
This motherfucker got a different job just so he can record the show. So y'all better show some love.
Yes.
By sending him, like, a computer or a PlayStation, an iPod or something. Actually, fuck that. Send me an iPod for his appreciation.
Well, buy two and send me one as well, because you love me.
Yeah. I want the real shit, though. I want it engraved. You can get them engraved from Apple.
Ooh.
So, like, all mine say Underfire Radio with Berserk on it.
The official Underfire Radio iPods.
Yeah.
You know, eventually one of our listeners is going to be somebody rich, and they're going to do this for us. That would be awesome.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yes. We would dedicate, like, a whole month to you or something, I'm sure, if you did that. Not that that means anything, but...
Keeping the fire going here. I was going to say housekeeping, but I think we should keep the fire going. Taking care of the fireplace. for the image contest that all three of you fucking entered, the winner was Minion.
Yay! Go you.
In a very close second place was Inway.
Yeah.
He had a very good thing, but it was decided that it just wouldn't look right on the sweatshirt we were going to put it on.
In my opinion, honestly, it would have looked great on a sweatshirt, but the background was not the right color for the sweatshirts.
Yeah. Well, the sweatshirts were very limited. We're cheap, and we're using Cafe Press, and we're not using the pay one, so it's just gray.
Yeah.
And it was a straight black background, so it would be this big-ass black square on the back of a gray sweatshirt, and it just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
But it is a very, very nice image. We will put them up to underfireradio.com.
All three.
People look at it here eventually.
But yeah,
and
Anways was awesome, as was Minions. But the only reason I chose Minions over was because the background issue. I had a very hard time deciding until I realized that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a hard decision for me. But yeah, Minion did win, so he's, I believe, chosen to win the hoodie. So he will be getting an Underfire hoodie with his logo on it.
Freaking before me.
Yeah, probably. Well, I told him, like, look, fool, you're going to have to wait till I get another paycheck. I already put all my shit on booze.
Ooh, the Transformers Season 1 DVD.
Nice.
Yes.
I got some bootleg, or I guess they weren't bootleg, they were legit DVDs, sort of legit. I was all drunk at the gas station the other night. It was like $5, and I got like two DVDs, and they were like still wrapped and shit. I got like Troy and iRobot. I didn't want iRobot really. I didn't want to see Troy, and I hadn't seen it. But I figured, man, $5 for the two of them, you can't say no.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know that Gumby has come out on a DVD now? The series, I believe.
Actually, yeah. What's fucked up is I've actually been hearing about that from people lately. People talking about they're going to get it.
Yes, it's $90 new on Amazon.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Nope. 7-disc boxed sense.
You can buy Gumby himself for like $1.99.
Yeah, I know, but this is the DVD. You see?
Yeah, but you can buy a Gumby and move him around in your hands and like make voices and stuff. And it'd probably be just as good.
Probably. I don't know. I legally acquired a few episodes the other day to watch some, and it was great. I made myself a VCD with it.
You previewed this before you bought it?
I did. I haven't bought it yet, but I can buy it for $59.97 on Amazon.com right now. And the condition is very good. So I may consider doing this in a few weeks, just because I'm a fan of Gumby. But yeah, it's got like... apparently it comes with a t-shirt and a Gumby figure.
That's a little better.
And let's see, it's got over 100 collected episodes from 56 to 97. Interview with
Dave Gumby in 97?
What?
They made Gumby in 97?
Apparently. But there's an interview with the creator and his son. They've got the pilot episode interviews with Dal McKinnon, the voice of Gumby. They've got storyboards, brand new claymation scenes, behind-the-scene footage, and early art films with introductions.
I fucked a girl once while she was wearing a Gumby shirt.
I have a Gumby shirt.
And now that just put a bad image in my head.
What?
That put a really bad image in my head, and you shouldn't have said that.
I don't get it.
Good. Stop it. But moving on, do you have the emails?
I do. The question is, do I want to read them?
I didn't even check the damn email, honestly.
Oh.
I've been so fucking busy lately.
I know it, dude.
I just haven't had time, you know?
Yeah, I know it.
There is one guy who emailed us. I just forgot his name, and it really sucks because I told him I could shout out to him. But it was about... this spoofing your Annie.
I was actually going to read that one.
Second, yeah, but I'll read that one.
I'll read it first. Okay, anyway. So this is from Space Out. I just downloaded the new episode. I enjoy the freaking and social engineering sections of the show. The reason that my real name was in the email was because my Gmail was being a fuckhead and wouldn't let me sign in with any other account. Since you haven't gotten Volcanius on the show yet for the CID spoofing segment, I thought I would let you know about a site I saw on the screensavers on Tech TV today. http://www.covertcall.com. It works similar to a calling card. It's $0.05 a minute, which is 5 cents a minute. You put in your phone number, the person you want to call, and the number that you want to show up on caller ID. You can put money in via PayPal, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure if it's just me or if it happens for everybody, but when I signed up with my fake email, I got 5 minutes free. Keep up the good work and try to have more content on the show.
So, yeah, I checked this out, and I signed up, and it was supposed to send me an email, and I never got that email. And then when I tried to go and sign up again or something, it was like, well, the phone number you've listed is already in our system, and so I'm just fucked, pretty much.
How funny.
But I do want to check it out because, I mean, the nice thing about that is it's legal. And as you all know, I try to, everything I do in freaking, I try to keep legal. I don't even call myself a freak anymore. I had a conversation about this the other day. And I'm big into telecommunications. I want to, you know, work. I just do it. I had a brain fart. Network Operations Center, a NOC. I've got to tour a couple and it's like the coolest shit ever, and I want to work there, and that's that. So I'm not going to jeopardize a career that I could really enjoy for, you know, doing something that's elite. And, you know, I can't stress that enough. You know, it's not really worth getting in trouble over some stupid shit, so watch your ass. But the great thing about this is it's a legal pay service. You're not doing anything illegal. Now, one thing they stress on the site is don't do stuff illegal on it because, you know, it is possible to get traced by the feds, but they will have to get records from two different VOIP, two different VOIP areas, and then whatever carrier it got terminated on, possibly the one you started on. So it may involve getting records from four different telephone companies, which is not exactly the easiest thing to do. So you got to do some serious shit. But it's not really for anonymity all that much. I mean, it is, but the main thing is it's fun to fuck with people. Like, I like to call someone on their cell phone and spoof as their number so it says voicemail.
Oh, yeah, that.
You get a phone call, it's like a voicemail is calling me. That or like, spoof their girlfriend number. And be like, yeah, dog, I'm with her now. Like,
that would be crazy to back off.
Wow. Thing not to do is spoof the police station.
I would think that would not be a good idea. Somehow.
Oh, there was a thing in the newspaper here today. Or it was yesterday, I guess. I didn't get to see it, but someone called me and told me about it. I guess a PBX in a suburb of my town got hacked, as they said, and they made a bunch of calls to the police, and the police rushed out. It was during a snowstorm, and one of the police cars, I guess, like, crashed and ran into a building or something. So, like, they caused a bunch of havoc by doing that. And, yeah, that's really not that cool.
Don't do bad things.
Yeah. But, I mean, what that really sucks now, too, is that it's getting freakers to be a common subject among people in towns where you wouldn't expect it. Like, where I live, it's something you never see. And going along with that, like, I saw a thing, an ad for the news that's going to come on tonight, like our 10 o'clock news. Their main story is how to protect your wireless internet from hackers.
Ooh.
They're having an anti-war driving thing on the news, on, like, the main news channel in this area of the state.
If I watched the news, I'm sure there would be some stuff somewhere else, but...
Well, fuck, I've got, like, four channels. I have to watch the news.
Personally... I just don't care what's going on outside of, you know, my city, so.
I thought it was funny. I subscribed to Total Fark this week, which I suggest everybody does. You hear us talking about Fark.com all the time. Check out TotalFark.com. It's $5. They're not paying me to do this. Total Fark is this shit. You get, like, 10 to 20 updates for links, like, every minute. Like, there's not enough shit that you could possibly read that. Like, no way you could ever read everything on there. Not possible. And, but I thought it was funny, I was on Total Fark the other day, and, like, the top, like, four articles when I got home from work were about shit that happened in my town. And I was like, one of them happened, like, down the street, and another one was, like, a guy I knew, and another one was, like, well, another one was about a basketball player for the University of Iowa, Pierre Pierce, about the dumbest fucking man on earth. In fact, he's going to be my douchebag of the week. Yeah, I'll go into that later. But...
Going back to email for a minute.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, anyway. We have one more email that I wanted to read, actually. This was from Natalie. I don't know if that's, like...
Is that an email from a girl?
I don't know if this is from a girl or not, because the spelling is different.
Like it sounds like Natalie, though.
Yeah, we got an email from a chick, let's just say that. And the email looks like it could be.
Is it, like, paying for something?
Huh? No, I'm just saying the email address.
Oh.
But anyway, I just found your radio show via Hacker Media. You guys are hilarious. At least in the last episode, I have a stupid download limit, so there's no way I could listen to your backdated shows today. Star stabs ISP star. Hurry up and make another unscripted show already, and congrats on getting the domain. Natalie. Aww. Okay, so Natalie, or Natalie, or however you say your name, I want you to write us another email, give us a gender-specific you, and, you know, tell me how to pronounce it if you're a guy.
If you're a girl, I got some connections with some people, and I can get you on the radio.
That would be cool. I've always wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah. Actually, I've been on the real radio before. That was a long time ago, though.
So did I, but this was for a Christian radio station.
Actually, oddly enough, me too, dude. My dad took me from church one day when I was, like, 12 to a radio station, and there's a guy I knew there. He was like chilling with his guitar, and they're doing some like a radio-a-thon or whatever, you know, like to donate money to the radio station.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, why don't these guys play a song? So we like made up a song like off the top of our heads, the guitar, and sang some really stupid song. I think it was about like burritos or something. But then like I figured they just played it then, but no, they replayed it like every half hour for like 2 days.
That's awesome.
It was like their number one request. I was like, oh shit. I wake up in the morning, my dad's all like, hey, you're on the radio again.
Yeah, the church I used to go to, they have a radio station, and I was friends with one of the guys who had a kids show up there. So I got bored one day after school, being that my mom was a teacher at the school I went to. So I made my way up to the radio station, and so I just waltzed in with like a friend or two, and he's like, hey, sit down, come on, hang out, talk on the radio with me. So we all got these really retarded nicknames, being that it was, like, a kid's show, you know? I don't remember what I was, but I was, like, I had some Western name. From, like, you know, the old
like,
West.
Like, Cowpoke Apostle or something.
I don't know what it was. It was very disturbing. But, you know, at the time I was like, oh my god, I'm on the radio! So, yeah.
Alright, so enough about our old radio days. I guess I should move on to talking about somewhat important things. This show is also kind of not scripted. We just came up with a couple ideas of things to say, and then we didn't make any notes on them, so it's going to be completely on my memory. I don't think I ever even showed you what I did write.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, first thing I want to talk about, one of the big things in the news, is the AT&T and SBC merger. This is a big thing. Last time we talked about AT&T wireless and Singular. Now, like, AT&T getting fucking pwned. As most of you know, SBC bought AT&T Corporation on, like, last week for, I believe it was, like, $19 billion. I had the numbers written down, but I left them in my house, and I have to be outside because my phone reception. But I'm going to say either $16 or $19 billion they bought it. This makes SBC the largest telecommunications carrier worth, I believe, like, something like $47.1 million. Now, it gets back to the whole thing, because SBC used to be in Harbaugh, the regional Bell operating carrier, operating company, or screw those up, but SBC was in Harbaugh. It's a couple Harbaughs put together, really, Southwestern Bell, Pacific Bell, and Ameritech together are SBC. So you got three of the Bell operating companies and the original Ma Bell together now in one, so there's four Bell operating systems. At one point in time, SBC, long time ago, a lot of companies ago, was AT&T. And now they own AT&T. So it's like, you know, a little kid grew up and bought his dad. It's really fucked up because we're leaning towards the whole monopoly thing again. We're not going to have a single monopoly, but there's going to be like probably two major players in the telecommunications industry. This leaves the only real competitor that was around for AT&T was MCI. There's the only real corporate competitor out there that makes a difference. Sprint is big, but not anywhere near as big as MCI. So, but now MCI, there's talks about Qwest buying them, and from what I've heard around, I didn't look into it, just what I've heard around, MCI wants Verizon to buy them. Verizon didn't want to buy them, so MCI got Qwest to bid on them to say, hey, Qwest is going to buy us. So that way Verizon will bid on them. Because Verizon makes more money than Qwest, to my understanding. Which I can believe, because well, we're a mixture of Verizon and Verizon Wireless. They got a lot of fucking money there. But, so you're looking at getting another RBOC and MCI together, which is going to make two fucking huge phone companies. And in the long run, you'll have a choice of one or the other, pretty much, unless you go with your local CLEC, which is competitive local exchange carrier, which I support CLEC the full amount. To the independent people who rose up against, you know, serious hurdles to make it. A lot of CLECs just reuse the lines of the RBOCs, but there are a couple out there that own their own lines. Those are the ones I suggest using. Because you're on a completely separate network. Sometimes their switch may be housed in the LEC, the ILEC, the, LEC. Y'all should know what that means. But, if, you know, there's sometimes they're housed in there, but generally, they've all had their own lines except for the last mile of the line. So, yeah, definitely go with a sea like if you don't want to give in to the man, really. So that's what it's becoming. I was going to talk more about, like, the effect on the industry and things like that, but I really didn't get a chance to study about it because, like I said, I've been really busy this week. I actually just got a chance to look up the info probably, like, an hour ago. And I only looked it up for a minute because I had to go do some shit. But, yeah, SBC and AT&T are the same company now. They still are pending FCC approval, and some other federal company or federal organization has to approve it, too. But I don't see any way that they're not going to approve a $47 million or billion-dollar industry, right? Or not industry, company, you know. They got so much money, they can do whatever they fucking want with the government, pretty much. So that's pretty much it on the AT&T SBC thing. That's what I got for now. I'm sure a lot of you got opinions about it, so hit us up at our email, at underfireradio.com.
Email at underfireradio.com.
Yep. Yeah. Did you have anything you want to talk about, dude?
As far as, like, ranting and such, I'm sure I could come up with something.
As far as what?
As far as, like, ranting and such, like, actual things to talk about. I'm sure
I don't know if you had anything planned to talk about. Did you plan anything?
Not really. I'm not good at planning. I always try to, like, sit down, and, you know, and plan stuff, and then, you know, spend about 2 minutes and then get sidetracked.
I always write out a list of shit on the show when I'm at work. I leave the list at work.
Yeah, right now, at the job I'm at now, I can't do anything other than work, so.
Yeah, I sit at the desk all day.
It's very, very busy, so.
I mean, I'm doing stuff on at the desk, but I can take a minute here and there to write down ideas and stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I can't. I'm, like, constantly running here to there, here to there, here to there, you know. I am the people person of the place I work now, so.
But, yeah, let me think. There's something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, we haven't touched on urban exploring in a while.
No, we haven't.
There's really not much more to say, because where I live, it's freezing fucking cold out, and I don't really get to, I'm not really exploring in the winter right now. Like, I will explore in the winter, but there's a crap load of snow outside, and, you know, that's, like, really incriminating. Like, look, there's my tracks, you know? I'm not really trying to go wading through the snow to get into a building at this point in time, but I figured, it being winter and all, I would talk about what to wear or winter gear for urban exploring.
A coat.
First off, you know, you want to have a coat. I've seen people go out in the winter with just a hoodie. Not a good idea. But, yeah, a good coat, I wear a flight jacket when I go out. It's on the outside, it's a light jacket. It's warm, and it's pretty much waterproof on the outside. I mean, if I go under, like, in water or something, it won't be, but it repels water. That's good. It's always good to have
a smart water.
What?
So you just can't deal with the smart water.
Yeah. It's always good to have layers when it's cold out, because you can always take more layers off, but you can't add more. So, like, I'll usually wear, like, sometimes I'll wear, like, 2 sweatshirts over my T-shirt and then my coat. And I usually carry a backpack, so if I get too hot, I'll just throw it in there. Boots are a very good thing. A lot of people say wear double socks, but something that people, if anybody listens to our show in the Army or ever worn combat boots a lot, if you wear double socks, it will raise your feet up and they will rub against the top of the shoe and they will hurt like a bitch. Doesn't always happen, but it can, so it's not a very good idea. You can get nice socks, just nice warm socks, pretty much any sports outfitters or shoe store, so just find something that's good. But don't get something too thick, because that'll really kind of fuck things up. You should have good socks, good boots. I suggest boots or hiking boots, but not like canvas tennis shoes or anything like that. Basic winter shit, you know. Stuff you'd do if you're going to have to go out for a long-ass walk in the snow. And keep yourself going good. A pair of long johns or long underwear, definitely can't beat that. That's always good to have, because your legs be getting cold and shit. And that's pretty much the basics. I always wear a hat, too, or for you Canadians, a toque, American beanie. Just like a knit cap, I always wear one of those. I usually wear that when it's not even that cold out, though, just because I enjoy wearing them. But you really got to keep yourself warm when you're out there, because you don't want to be up in some building freezing your ass off, shaking, wanting to go home, and you got another 5 miles of walking ahead of you or something like that. That really sucks. Just keep yourself warm. keep extra shit around, like, if they bring extra batteries for your flashlight, bring multiple flashlights, bring a cell phone with you if you have one. You might not always be able to use it, but if you're stuck somewhere and you can, it's going to come in very fucking useful. So, yeah, just the basics plus, you know, warm stuff. I had something else to add, but I don't really remember right now. I just thought of it a minute ago while I was talking. I was thinking and talking at the same time.
Boy, you're talented. And,
yeah, I forgot.
Oh, but I
think
we talked
at the same time, but I can't remember and not talk at the same time.
I have a little something about urban exploration to talk about.
All right.
Not so much any tips or whatever, but just some cool stuff. Lately, I've been, whenever I drive around, like, my grandparents live in a town about 30 minutes away. So every week or two, I'll go have dinner there because, you know, free dinner, can't go wrong. Especially when you're on a tight budget. So, anyway, I've noticed quite a few abandoned buildings around here. So, like, one I was told about on UER.ca, which has been discussed before on this location. There is an old hotel, which is about 13 stories, in a city about 20 minutes from here. I had to go take a drug test down in that city a couple weeks ago, so I got to check that out drive past it at least. So I've been meaning to go check that out, which would be awesome, because, like, huge and green. By the way, I'm going to just start a directory on our website, you know, with pictures of stuff, so you can have fun with that. But anyway, yeah. What was it? Oh, yeah. And, like, there's an old school around here. Old, I don't know what kind of school or whatever. If it was, like, a private school or public school or whatever, but that's abandoned. There's a house that's abandoned that the back door is open that's, like, right down the street, like, four or five houses down. I need to go check that out. There's all sorts of stuff around here, which is cool.
Yeah, I found a new spot where I live. I just saw an old-ass apartment building, like an old brick one, that got boarded up, like, just this week. Like, there was a bunch of crackheads and hookers and shit hanging outside last week. So I want to check that out, but, like I said, it's freezing fucking cold outside. So I'm probably going to wait a little while. I'm afraid they might tear it down and put a fucking gas station there or something. But it's also out in the open, so there's a good chance of getting caught, and I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, you'd think that would be bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, another reason why another excuse why I haven't checked the hotel out yet. Yeah, so it's, like, right in the middle of downtown of the city, and then, you know, there's a bank right next door, a big Bank of America. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, I remember one thing I wanted to talk about. I got a new toy. I was out at Walmart the other day getting groceries and shit, and I started to look through the flashlights and stuff. And I've been looking into getting into LED flashlights because it's a whole different kind of light. And I found for $9 a Brinkman headlamp. They have a few of them, Energizer and Brinkman and a few other brands. But I got the Brinkman one. It's pretty fucking badass. It's a headlamp. It was $9. It takes three AAAs. It's got three LEDs. Two of them are white. Very, very, very white light. And they have, in front of them is like a little thing to focus the beam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, I can switch it so it's white, or I can switch it all the way over to the other way. And it has a small red one. This gives you just enough light to see, but it makes it hard for other people to see the light, really. So it's really good for hiding and things like that, I guess. Like, if you need to see and you can't have a lot of light. But then if you want a whole crap load of light on your head, then you're set. But, like, the battery life, according to the packaging, is, like, 100 hours for three AAA batteries. And this is $9, and it comes with batteries and the whole setup. Like, they got a crap load of LED lights at Walmart now for cheap as fuck. So if you've been thinking about getting into LEDs at all, now's the time. go to Walmart, take like $30 and get yourself a few flashlights. I still want to do the good old mini mag conversion to an LED, but that's going to cost me a pretty penny. I'm going to have to buy the mini mag for like $10 or $7, whatever, then spend $25 to get the kit and then have, have it shipped. And so it's going to probably cost me about $40 overall. But I still plan to do it because I love my mag lights, and I would love to have an LED one. But yeah, if you've been looking into LEDs at all, go check out Walmart. I know you have one. All y'all have a Walmart somewhere near you. And for all you that say you don't shop there, every person I know that says they don't like Walmart shops there more than anybody else.
Yeah, this is why I don't say that, because I shop there too much.
Yeah, dude, I shop at Walmart like a motherfucker. Like, when I want, like, a bunch of different things, oh, let's go to Walmart. Like, I needed groceries and some other shit, and, like, I was going to get a DVD player, but I didn't, and then some flashlights. Because I tried to buy a flashlight that's 18 weeks. I don't know. I've just been obsessed with flashlights since I was a little kid. Huh. Flashlights and walkie-talkies. Ooh, that's what I'm getting next. I'm getting some walkie-talkies. I found out at a strip club by my house uses talkabouts for the walkie-talkies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the security guys have the earpieces in their ear. So I'm going to take some talkabouts to the strip club and start, like, yelling, like, hey, there's a fight in the front, there's a fight in the front, and watch them all run outside. And it's going to be funny.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Office
Max. I mean, I plan to buy them anyway.
Use them as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're useful in other ways. But so my main thing is I've had a few talkabouts in the past, like, when they were pretty new. And I used the, like, the headsets for them, and they didn't work. I could hear, but I couldn't transmit with them. And it pissed me off, because this is back when them fuckers were, like, $100 a pop, and the headsets were, like, $30. So I spent, like, $260 for some shit that didn't work. So I've been kind of soured on that, but to my understanding, most of them work now, so I'm going to give it a try again. Plus, you can get some cheap-ass versions of FRS or FSR or whatever it is for, like, $17 for a pair. I know they don't have shit in range, but I mostly use them to UE, so we're probably not going to be more than a couple rooms apart. But it would be nice to have constant communication with whoever you're out exploring with. So if you have any suggestions for walkie-talkies at all, hit me up. You know the email address.
Yes, yes, yes. That would be email at underfireradio.com. Oh, and while we're on the topic of email stuff, this was brought up to me by somebody earlier today. If you had $100... what would you use it for? I mean, maybe I'm just the weird guy who wants to know, but, yeah. Tell me.
He wants to know if you'll pay him for sexual favors.
Other than that. Well, maybe if you're a hot chick.
Paying Cheddar for sex.
What?
I just said Cheddar. Paying Cheddar for sex is the given of what we would all do with $100 or something.
This is true, because I'm just so darn good.
I don't know what else I was going to talk about, dude.
I had something, if I could remember what it was. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I have to find my program. Hold on. There we go. Anyway, I found this article. Okay, hold on. Minion won't shut up.
Dude, how does he know when... Dude, he always knows when we're recording and he starts fucking messaging us.
Yeah, I know. Like, he... out of nowhere.
Dude, I'm not like mad about it or anything, but it's weird.
Earlier, like out of the middle of nowhere, he says, "How is the show coming?" I was like, "Dude,
did you tell him we're recording?"
Afterwards, after he asked me how everything was going with it,
he does the same thing to me every week, dude. And I never tell him. He just knows. He doesn't ask that until we're recording usually. Sorry, my earpiece is coming out. I had to hack it with a paperclip. The paperclip broke. Yeah, I got one of those earpiece things for your phone that, like, you know, booms out with a little boom mic. And it wraps over your ear. And the car and broke it. So the little thing that wraps over your ear isn't there. So I hacked it today with a paperclip. So I got a microphone paperclip to my ear now.
Woohoo.
Woo-woo. Sorry. But, you know, you talking about a program or something?
No, I was feed reader. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. But anyway, I found this article. This is, don't flame me, because this is, like, somewhat political. well, actually, it's all the way political, but,
Someone tried to tell me the other day it's impossible to have a radio show that's not political.
Well, it's possible, it's just very hard. But yeah, this is on, it's an article I found. I don't really want to, I'm not going to rant about it, because I could, and, you know, I don't want to. But, it was on, what is this? TCS, Tech Central Station. But this article is called The War on Speech by Ryan Sager. The war on free speech continues in Congress. The crew that did its darndest to repeal the First Amendment back in 2002, Senator John McCain and Russ Feingold, and Representatives Chris Shays and Martin
Isn't that the gay one?
What?
Isn't McCain the gay one?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, Bush hugged him the other day. It's pretty cool. I've seen it.
I really don't. Again, I don't watch TV, so I'm sorry. But I did catch a good show, which I might talk about in a minute. But anyway, so anyway, they are back, and now it's looking to clean up the mess left by the Bipartisan Campaign Finance Reform Act. That mess, insidious 527 groups like MoveOn.org's Media Fund and the Swift Boat Veterans of Truth, of course. I don't know what that means, but okay. The problem, it seems, is that there are just still too darn many independent groups allowed to go shooting their mouths off about any darn thing, any darn time they want. This guy likes the word darn, apparently. And they can accept pretty much any amount of money from pretty much anyone. There should be a law. And there will be, since free speech looks to have no defenders left in Congress. In 2002, some conservative stalwarts, people who believe that money and speech couldn't be distinguished, since it takes money to make speech heard, tried to hold out against the McCain-Feingold mania to get money out of politics. But this time, there are far fewer brave souls. Last week, a bill was introduced in the Senate that would force 527s to register with the Federal Election Commission and restrict the group's ability to raise and spend money. The bill enjoys the support of Trent Lott, who had been one of 41 senators to vote against McCain-Feingold. Now, however, he's decided that any money given by wealthy individuals is quote-unquote sewer money. And why is this money so dirty suddenly? It was an unintended consequence of McCain-Feingold. Instead of going to the parties, rich people are putting money into these 527s of dark night, Lott told the Sun-Herald in Biloxi, Mississippi. In other words, some of those rich people might be trying to throw out incumbents. Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest of this. It's a little bit long. But basically,
yeah, because I quit paying attention a while ago.
But anyway, basically, McCain and Feingold are trying to, you know, get rid of free speech, which, if you're not an advocate of, I'm just going to, like, go off on you in an email or something. I will flame you. So, anyway. Like I said, I'm not going to rant on it, because I could rant for a very long time, but I just want to say that that's bad. It makes me very angry. I'll say that much.
All right, I got something. It was an article I read yesterday, I believe, and I don't have it with me because, you know, I'm standing in your garage. But I know the basics of it. It can have a little bit of political undertoning, but it's more of one of those what the fucks. I figure most of our listeners are familiar with RFIDs, right? Radio frequency identification. Maybe in a Christian way, like the mark of the beast, things like that. That's what some people think it is. When you get some sort of radio frequency ID on you that tracks your movements and what you do, things like that. Similar to like what you use for like the toll tag or something like that. Anybody who lives like along a turnpike, you should know about that. But just shit like that. But they got these kids in California in elementary/middle school, like first through eighth grade, I believe, or first through ninth grade or something. And every single kid at the school has to wear an RFID badge, and they use a system to track the movements of every student all day. They know when they go to the bathroom, they know whether they're somewhere vandalizing something, whether they're skipping class, anything. And they track them, and it's a requirement of the school. This is not a private school, this is a public school that's doing it. And there's like a lot of, I think the Civil Liberties Union in California is like, I don't remember if they were fighting against it or for it, but I remember someone in it said it's Orwell-esque, which for those who don't know, George Orwell wrote 1984. If you haven't read it, you should fucking read it. I know Shada hasn't, but he's a dumb shit. But basically, I mean, it's a way to track children. If you get kids in elementary and middle school just used to the idea of being tracked everywhere they go, imagine what the world's going to be like in 10 or 20 years. When kids think it's okay for them to have a tracking device on them everywhere they go, I don't want to fucking live in that world, honestly. And it really pisses me off. They can do a lot of other things to keep those kids in line. The main thing that they use is that it keeps vandalism down to a minimum and it makes attendance easier. What the fuck are we paying these people for? They can take attendance. We didn't have a problem taking attendance when I was in school. You call your name, you say here. Not that fucking hard. Yeah, there's my rant on that. Send me an email.
I think. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you 100%, you know? Okay. First of all, do you remember what city this was in?
I have no fucking idea. Somewhere in California.
Okay. If it's in California.
I'll put a link to it on the website.
All right.
In the show notes.
All right. First of all, if it's in California, you know there's going to be, it's not going to be a small school, right? This is California.
California is a big state. It varies. The thing about California is it's generally, except for now, there's Republicans, there's a liberal state in general. Well, they don't generally want shit like that. They're more for the easy way of life, you know, simple things generally.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they're known for.
If you think about it, let's be very conservative about this. Let's say there are 800 students in this school, okay?
Yeah.
All right, there's 800 students, all right? And let's say, according to the statistics, half of those people have both parents living at home, okay? That's going to mean 800 plus 400, that's 1,200, and then add another 400.
Math genius.
Shut up, I'm not very good at math. Anyway, I'm trying to...
You're like, oh shit, I can't pull my phone out, use a calculator.
No, I can't. This is why... Okay, I'm getting my nice Windows calculator here, okay? So, we've got 800 students, all right, and half of those have two parents, which would be another 800 people.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the other half has one parent. All right, that's another 400. Okay, so right there, that's 2,000 people, okay? That's 2,000 parents. Out of 2,000 people, you can't tell me that people have not gotten upset. Enough people have not gotten upset about this to try and take this down. If they have, this is just, I don't know what to say to people.
If I get into that,
no one out of 2,000 people won't stand up against that.
Actually, I've always been a big supporter of homeschooling. It doesn't always work, but if you actually do it right, it works well, and a lot of homeschool kids come out a lot smarter than kids that go through the fucking public school system. Especially the California public school system. California public schools are absolute shit. And now they're probably spending more time and the money tracking where these kids are going than in their education and their books. I bet you those kids got 8 to 10 year old fucking books. And they're walking around with some fucking new ass technology shit and like got special radars and shit following them around school, but they can't buy new fucking books. I mean, there's a lot more places they could put that money. And I know damn well the PTA didn't donate to it. Because the parents, from what I've read, are pretty outraged about it.
They should be. This is not something to sit calmly about. I mean, there is no humanly, at least not right now, there is no reason, logically, that this needs to be done. Like, there's no other choice. Like you said, just freaking take attendance, you know? What happened to that? I mean...
Yeah,
I just graduated last year. I don't remember a single day where attendance was not taken. Taken every single day.
I don't want to use the word brainwashing, but I'm going to say it's mental conditioning. They're conditioning these kids to think that that's okay. and they're conditioning a community to eventually think that that's okay. Because I bet they're not going to get rid of it. They're going to be like, well, you know, tough shit. That's the way it is. You want your kids to have an education. And most parents can't afford to send their kids to a private school. And most parents work all day. They can't, educate their kids at home. So they have to send them to public school. And they're pretty much stuck. You know, that's what the school says is going to happen. That's what the school says is going to happen. Like, when I first started in school was free. Once I got into high school, they started charging to go to school. People would get kicked out of school 2 weeks into the school year if they didn't pay. At public school, it was only like $80, but a lot of families don't have $80 for all their kids to go to school. For some families, poor families got, you know, 5-6 kids in the same school. $80 a pop in the same week, that's a lot of fucking money. These kids are not going to school. I mean, they're starting to take money. They're starting to change the way the school is at all, you know. And these people are stuck going to these schools, and they don't have a fucking choice. People were mad that they started charging to go to school, but there's nothing they could fucking do about it. And that's what's worse, is they're putting them in a position where there's nothing they can do. They can either not educate their kids, or they can condition their kids to think this is okay. And, you know, these kids are going to grow up, and they're going to think it's okay, and their kids are going to think it's okay, and it's going to fucking keep growing.
Isn't it, like, illegal not to send your kids to school nowadays, anyway?
Fuck if I know. I quit going to school in, like, 7th grade. Well, I quit for, like, a year, and then I went back. I moved and had to go back to school, and then I quit again.
I don't know.
And I'm not that dumb. I have, like, I would say about an 8th grade education. But I have me a GED. Got me the JED. Yeah. But, yeah, okay, I didn't mean to rant that long about that and get all up into that, but that shit just really pisses me off.
And rightly it should.
In other enlightening news, a Washington State couple is having problems with the government because of the name they gave their child. It's a geek name. I like it. I think the name is Jake Harrison or Jake Tyler or something like that, but his name is Jake 2.0.
That's awesome.
And they say they can't make a birth certificate for him.
What?
Because there's no such thing as a 2.0 in the name. But instead of junior, they made 2.0. I think that's pretty sweet.
That's awesome. That would be the coolest name.
I think they have a really hard time at school, though, man. Like, I'm Jake 2.0.
That would be so cool. But how can they not make a birth certificate for that?
Well, I was born in Washington, and they're really sticklers on their birth certificates and shit. Everything's got to be their way right away. So, back to the lack of content. I talked about AT&T. Oh, I did have a little bit of a thing I talked about, just a short thing. I guess you could say it's social engineering. That has to do with that. Sort of sales, but that is useful in social engineering. Something I posted on Shada's website, actually. But it's a little tool I learned while in training for the last job I got. And it's just something easy to remember that helps you get someone to do something. You get them to agree to something. We call it FFBT. What?
I said bribes.
That works too. It's a sales thing, but you can use it, you know, adapt it in your own way. FFBT. Feature, function, benefit, tie down. You give the feature, you're like, this allows you to do whatever. Benefit in that, you know. Like, it functions this way. The benefit is this. You can see how that would help you, right? Like, give me a product, and I'll try to do it.
Just for classical things, how about the Dairy Queen Blizzard, because I'm eating one.
Okay. All right, the Dairy Queen Blizzard is a nice combination of ice cream and a regular treat, like a topping, mixed together in a blender. This allows you to just get all those tastes together in your mouth at the same time in one simple way that you can carry with you anywhere. You can see how that benefits you in the long run, right?
Not so much in the long run, but immediately, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, at least in the long run. But something simple like that. You can use that when you're trying to get info out of people. Just do it so it seems like they're helping themselves. But the whole point of it is tying it down. You get them to say yes. You ask them a question that has to do with it that can only really be answered as yes. Every time they say yes, you're getting closer to helping you out. Like in sales, they tell you, you know, three yeses is a sale. They tell you yes three times, they're sold.
Yes.
Once you get in the habit of saying yes, you say yes. You don't want to hope. Yeah. What?
You know, if you were trying to sell something to yourself, if you were just going about that yes thing, you have sold it to yourself like 4 times by now.
If I was?
Yes, if you were selling yourself something, because you've said yes many, many times.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, you can see how that benefits me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really what it comes to. I mean, simple things, like, you can see that'll help us out, right? Yeah. Make it seem like it's helping them, you know? Like, I need to call and get this information out of you. You can see what this is going to help me do. It's going to help me complete this project, which is going to help you look better. You can see how that'll help us both out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a simple way of doing it. I mean, that's not very specific, but it's basically in the tie-down.
Okay,
use tie-down for people that are going to say yes.
I want to try it.
Okay.
Okay. So, now, you guys have all heard of the iPod, right? Yeah, well, you know what it is. It's a little MP3 player, but you can do so many different things to it, and it just looks so damn nice, you know? You agree with me. It does look nice, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it would help us understand so much better about podcasting that we wouldn't have to get any more podcasting hate mail if we just had one. Wouldn't you think that would help us out in the long run?
Yes, it would.
Yes, so, you know, you should all go out and buy us one. And if we get too many, more than two each, we'll start selling them to you guys.
And you can see how that'll benefit our listeners, right?
Yes.
It's all about the benefit, tying down to benefit. That's all it is. It's very simple. I mean, look, Shader just learned it right there. But it works. It works, and it works, and it works. I don't care if you're selling stuff. There's plenty of people listening to our show that probably are in sales or may be in sales. I knew the basic idea of tie-downs, things like that, but putting it together like that into one thing, so I'm consciously thinking about it, has made it so much easier for me. If I could take what I know now into the past sales that I've done, I mean, I already kicked ass at selling, but I would, like, kick so much more ass. Like,
along the lines of this stuff, I want to actually hear your story about, like, how you got that one chick's phone number using the tie-down.
Dude, I was way drunk. But it had to do something with that. I was, she was way hot, and I kind of knew her. She came out the bathroom, and I just asked her straight up, you know, asked for the sale. She's like, hey, should give me your phone number, which is something I never do, by the way. She's like, why should I do that? I'm like, well, you see, if you give me your phone number, that'll let me give you a call so we can hang out sometime. I know you get bored being that we live in Iowa and all. You can see how if we have something to do, that'll really help us both out, right?
Heck yeah.
And she grabbed my phone. That wasn't exactly, that's pretty much what it was. She grabbed my phone off my belt, put the number in, called her cell phone, and showed it to me, so I knew she gave me the real number. It was that simple. She was just like, oh, okay. Like, I made it seem like her giving me her number was for her sake. That's what it is. You make it seem like what you're doing is for them, or for them to help you, makes them the good guy. You make them feel good about it, and they will do what you want.
That's awesome.
Works really good when you're trying to talk with somebody and trying to get the deal serious or something, and they're asking questions. You can turn it around on them. It's amazing how much you can turn that stuff around, you know?
Hmm.
Same with the, anybody who's written telemarketing or anything knows about rebuttal. I don't like the word because, I don't know, when you say but, it just sounds stupid. Like, but, like, well, I'm not really interested, but, well, no, like, acknowledge what they said, you know? Like, I don't really think I should help you out. Well, I really understand that you don't think you should help me out, but you can see how, you know, then go on and on into that FFBT that I said. You mix that into there, and you just made them turn it around themselves again. You can do that so many times, and it doesn't just apply to sales. It applies to getting information, getting people to do things, which is what social engineering is really about, so... There's just a little berserk sales lesson of the week.
Do you understand how that could help you in the long run?
Yeah. Now, I'm sure the segment that I did may confuse some people, maybe a little hard for some people. They might not remember the FFBT. But what it's really going to allow you to do is get whatever you want done. And in the long run, that's really going to help you out because you'll never have any problems with your social engineering. You can see how that'll help you, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Now you know how to sell me shit. Yeah, I guess let's move on to other shit.
I have good news. I thought I'd save it till the end of the show, and I think we're heading down.
Well, pretty much.
I don't know if I told you yet, but... So, recently on FNET, if you don't know what that is, it's an IRC server.
Network
server or whatever. Anyway.
Network of servers.
Yeah. Anyway. So, out of nowhere, somebody invites me to this, Central Florida hacking channel. Hacking, freaking, whatever. So, I pop in. And almost immediately, I get banned by none other than PsyOps. I don't know if you know who he is, but I've seen the name PsyOps before.
Yeah, I just know the name. That's about it.
Yeah. And, it's a ton of us, just for no reason, apparently got banned by him. So, anyway, about 2 minutes later, if that, somebody else invites me to another one, which I went to, and I've been idling in there quite a bit lately. And come to find out, there's quite a few cool people around here that are into hacking and freaking and all that. But there's one guy, I referred everybody in the room to underfireradio.com, of course. And he listened to one of the latest episodes, and he heard that, we needed a box for Asterisk. So guess what he volunteers to do? He's going to give us one. A 466. He thinks he has all the parts out in his garage somewhere, so he's going to put that stuff together and put Debian on there and give it to me.
This jackass over here can't install it right.
Exactly.
I can't lie, someone installed mine too.
Yeah.
My computer came with Debian on it.
Completely Linux noobs. But yeah.
Nope. I don't use Windows.
I do, because my Debian is not correctly installed.
Well, my Windows isn't correctly installed. Red blue screen's on boot. I don't have the patience to try to fix it, nor do I care.
But yeah, so that's going to be awesome. So expect an 866 number soon, or two of them, because I have two of them.
And then we can start having all sorts of fresh shit.
Yeah.
It'll
oh,
be fun.
Just if you're guy, if you're listening, just because I'm a complete dumbass, email me at shada@underfireradio.com, and tell me what your handle was again.
You forgot his name, dude.
I have a feeling I know who it is. I'm not gonna blurted it out. I don't know if he would like that or not. But
yeah, understandable.
Yeah. So, dude, email me. So, yeah. That's my little surprise of the week.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our shouts, I guess.
Alrighty, go for it. This
usually takes about 20 minutes. I don't really have much. I didn't think of much. I will shout to Space Out, though, for sending that email about the anti-spoofing. That's a pretty cool service there, so check that out. He's been messaging me. He seems to be a fan. He's not annoying like some people are. I don't know about Trader, but I get a lot of get a lot of IM emails and stuff about the show. There's a couple people that are pretty annoying. Often. Yeah. Well, your shit's set up so they can't message you, huh?
Yeah.
I did that for a while, and then I didn't get it.
Yeah, I should. I don't know if I can change that, but I'll work on it.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I know I can, but I don't want to look.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's I don't get some more here. Shouts to Infonomicon for fucking your shit up and not putting out episodes at the same time we fucked up and didn't put out episodes. Really made it easy for us. For all of you that don't know, Infonomicon is our sister show.
Or so you
can
say.
Get there at infonomicon.org. It's spelled like it sounds.
Yeah. It's a great show. Check it out.
Yeah. And I'm really not feeling chat. So, I got a new website.
And what is that?
Tokosource.net. I got bored one night, and I was like, I want a cool URL. So I bought TacoSource.net, or I got TacoSource.net. And, well, I was just going to make a, pretty much just a database of useful stuff. Kind of like someone said, well, what's the difference between that and DocDroppers? There isn't really, except for mine's based around just the telco, like manuals, mostly the PDFs and things like that. There's not going to be any text files written by Johnny Freaker 402896 or anything like that. It's going to be like, you know, Nortel manuals, Bell South manuals, Western Electric manuals, guides written by people that know their shit, you know. Like, you know, I will gladly accept the text file from someone like Strom or, you know, Natas or fucking any of them, you know. Any of the smarter freaks out there that know their shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. If you want to submit something, send it to submissions. It's either submissions or submission. CC it at telcosource.net. And also, if you would like a telcosource.net pop email address or IMAP address, let me know. I'll give it to you.
By the way, I'm on the website now. It's submission.
Well, it says that there, and then I wrote submission somewhere else, and I don't fucking remember. So it's, I think it's submission at, like, at mission at telcosource.net. And, yeah, just, I've got a few things sent to me, and I haven't got to put them up, but I have got some pretty sweet shit. A lot of it's pretty basic, most of it in PDFs. But I found a really cool source of high-quality manuals. I wouldn't say that they're like guides generally, protocols, all sorts of stuff, all sorts of different things, but I have to talk with some people and see about the legal rights to being able to reprint them. Everything else I found online, these are not on the internet, they're on a private network, so I have to speak with some people in a department there, see if I can do that, but understanding they are public information that are just held on a private network. But once I get that stuff up, it's like pretty much all like, I wouldn't say it's O-Day, but those particular ones are O-Day. They're about some older things, but there's some nice information there. I got a chance to learn a lot of cool shit today, which I'm not privileged to share. I feel cool when I say that.
You are so that's
privileged information. Well, like, I was reading today about the government emergency telephone or telecommunication system. It's a whole network that works in the case of an emergency. I'm sure you've all heard of it or thought about it. It does exist. There is one, and I found a bunch of guides on exactly how it works and why it works and what you need to make it work and things like that. So if I can get permission, I'll put those up. Otherwise, I may just make a little, like, couple paragraph rundown of the basics of how it works. Because I know, I mean, it is, I believe, through, like, Freedom of Information and all that act, since it is a government document, it does have to be, like, viewable, you know? But I don't want to get in any trouble here, so I'm going to make sure that I can put those up. Keep checking out TalkingSource.net. It's not going to get updated that much, because I don't have that much fucking time. And if you want to help with the site, and you're actually going to do some shit, like, not be like, hey, cool, I'm going to help with the site, like, actually fucking help with it, then hit me up, and we'll talk. But yeah, I just had to attempt that.
Woohoo.
It's got like 5 hits from last month. Like last week.
Oh, okay. So, I think I'm going to take my turn now.
Yeah. Go!
Alright, first of all, I want to say a couple of things. I mentioned earlier in the episode about the directory of pictures for Under Fire Radio. That is going to be underfireradio.com/personal. So. And I'm going to make... Actually,
I think you mean /.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're all the same thing. I am in the process of also making individual files... Or not individual files. Individual folders for us. So you can choose either Berserk or Shada. So you'll know who is who and all that stuff. Anyway. So I'm uploading a picture into mine, which, don't be misled by the name, it's cream.jpg, so it's not porn. So me and a friend got into a whipped cream fight at work, so. Yes. But anyway, so yeah, that's underfireradio.com /personal. And you'll get those two there. I had something else to say, too. Let me see if I can remember.
La la la.
Your shout?
No, there was something else, too, but I can't remember what it was, so I'll just go on to the
show. Shouldn't be that important.
Apparently not. Anyway, see her. First of all, I'm going to shout to Pound Tampa Bay on FNET. So that's the IRC room I've been idling in lately. So shout to those guys out there. Who else? Minion for his nice little picture, and Onwe, whatever, for his as well. Both very excellent. That's mostly it, I guess. I didn't really have anything special happen with anybody online that anybody, any of you fools know. So, oh yeah, I remember what it was. I remember what the other thing was. I just went into, you know, sadly, I opened AIM. I know. But anyway, I opened it and I switched it back. So you can instant message me now. So
I'm if you know what it is.
If you know what it is. I'm thinking of getting a little more or another screen name that I can, you know, pimp out on the show.
I would do that.
Well, yours is like, yeah. Mine's
been
a little
damn old as goddamn internet.
What?
My shit, dude. So many people know my shit. It's not new. Like, I guarantee when I go inside the house, there's going to be, like, 10 messages from people I don't even know.
Probably. But, yeah.
Jeff, you said about a dozen, huh?
Actually, no. I'm just going to give out this screen name, and I'll start signing on to it, okay? Him. I don't have to remember my password. It was... Oh, yes. Hopefully this is it. Heck yeah. Anyway, so you can instant message me at cardboard_G0D. So, instant message
me
there.
You?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was my, I used to have that.
That's just up in my, that's been in my list for a while, and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
That's me. And the only reason I don't go on there anymore is because some chick thought I was her internet boyfriend, and she really scared me, so I just, you know. I blocked her about 4 times, and she just kept coming back with new screen names, so.
Okay. Well, you got done then?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm fucking cold. All right, I'm going to send you an MP3 to put on for closing music. It's a band called Ari Ari. I have no fucking idea where they're from, but I saw them play on Monday, and it wasn't at a bar or anything. It was at a house. There's, like, this house tour of punk bands. They go to, like, houses in different cities and, like, play a set in the house.
That's cool.
And there was, like, a bar and shit. It was pretty cool. But it's like a punk band with a chick singer, and she's, like, mad hot. And they were way cool. So I'm going to, yeah, pimp their shit. I got a CD from them. And I have permission to use the MP3s. So, yeah, I don't know what track I'm going to put up, but the band is Ari Ari. It's A-R-I. A-R-I. If you have any questions about them or want to hear more, go ahead and hit me up. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for episode 8.
Alrighty. But now, emails. Shada@underfireradio.com.
Yeah, berserk@underfireradio.com.
Email
and our,
at
underfireradio.com. And if you couldn't guess, the website is underfireradio.com. And a little note, some of our downloads for the earlier episodes, the links are down, but I will get those fixed in the next couple days.
Yes.
If you really need to download one of them and haven't put them up, get a hold of me. You should be able to. I'm not that hard to get a hold of. And let me know, and I'll give you another link to it that works, like a backup link. We're cool. We back our shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that'll about do.
Alrighty. So
see you next week.
Till next week or whatever. Later.